Oh. peoples of God, we thank God for each and every one of you. Just like that songwriter said, I'm talking about the Mississippi Mass Choir, amen. This morning when I rose, hey, my goodness, and I just thank God that many of us got a blessing from the Lord, because this morning when we rose, hey, amen, we could just say, God, I have the victory. Can I tell you something? All over the world, doesn't matter what your yesterday was, hey, amen. I just want to let you know this morning, I'm talking about this morning, some of you, depends on where you at in the world, it probably be well in the afternoon. Some of you, it might be going into the nighttime hour, but doesn't worry, but that morning when you rose, hey, amen, I'm telling you right now, that's a blessing all by itself. Weeping may endure for a night, but guess what, you all, joy is in the morning. I just want to learn how to spend that morning. If I got to go to my other country where our brothers and sisters all over the world is listening to us at, let it be so, amen. But at the end of the day, my God Almighty, I'm going to stay in my joy for time. How about you? How about you? How about you? Let me talk to my brothers and sisters over there in Norway. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Fiji, what's up? This is y'all social media pastor, apostle. You know the rest, amen. We thank God for you as well. Our brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom always showing us love. Thank you, brothers and sisters in Asia. Canada, you know you are already on the screen. We thank God for you all as well. South Africa, our brothers and sisters, we thank God for you been with us for all these years, and I thank God for you. I see you, Pastor Cecil, over there in South Africa. Amen. Thank God for the brotherly connection and the brotherly unity. Amen. And our brothers and sisters right here in the United States of America, it's always a blessing. I want to ask you a question. Are you keeping on? Keeping on. I know I'm keeping on, me and our family. Amen. My God Almighty. And we just thank God for you all. Once again, it's always a blessing for you to just tune in and be with us. And we just give God the praise. Amen. My God, give God the praise. I want you all to just take a few seconds and just go ahead and give God the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Because it doesn't matter what things may look like. God has the last say so. It doesn't matter what time of day or we are in the world or around the country or whatever. I'm telling you, you got to keep moving. It's a blessing in your move, in your moving. It's a blessing in your working. It's a blessing in your pressing. But I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, it is so. Amen. Everybody sit with me all over the world that it is so, in the end, my God, and we just give God the glory, and we just magnify his holy name, amen, because we just lift him up, and we always just thank him and just give him the glory. Listen, Saint, listen, people of God, we got a blessing for you, my God, later on in the broadcast, amen. Just call your friends, call your neighbor, get on. Some of them probably still sleep, amen. Just wake them up or whatever we got to do and just say, hey, get on the broadcast, it's church time. Let's go ahead and have a little bit of Jesus, amen. Before we get in our broadcast, we just want to bring forth, my God, our mother of the hour, give us that welcome, amen, and just going to bless God with us. If she can, please press one, mother. Folks love to hear your hospitality, warm apple pie, my God Almighty, on this day and time. I think they get tired of hearing the pastor all the time, amen. They like to hear some good old southern hospitality, amen. Well, that the case, last but not least, amen, we're going to bring forth our mother, my God, Helen, a.k.a. Mother OG, amen, to bring forth the welcome of this evening. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. Like the song say, this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt, because I know the Lord will take care of me. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, the Queen of the House, beautiful First Lady, Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family, we welcome you, international listeners, United States of America, local listeners, we welcome you to a broadcast. We want you to sit back, relax, put your spiritual ears on, and get ready to hear rhema words from God. And again, we say you are very, very welcome. God bless you. Back into your hands, Apostle.
Thank you, Mother, for that warm apple pie, southern cooked food, all that with some little bit of gravy. Well, let's keep it going. Amen. We just thank God once again. Listen, y'all get ready. We got our very own Bishop Michael Davis, amen, going to bring forth a message, amen, my God. And he always come with a word of the Lord, always. Like I tell you, I got some people in my life that I don't have to squinch. I don't have to just wonder, pondering. Just lay down, go back and recap and ask the Holy Ghost this, ask the Lord this, is it so, whatever. I know when they open their mouth, when they say, thus says the Lord, or the Lord drops something in that spirit, listen, it is gold. You can take it to the bank. If it ain't in the bank, it's because, my God, you don't let somebody come in and rob it from you, amen? But I'm telling you right now, it is so. We just still continue to give God the glory and give God the praise. Listen, we're going to go ahead and get into our prayer of the hour. Amen. My God Almighty, with our very own evangelist elect leader. God bless you, evangelist elect.
God bless you, Apostle Temple. Bless you too, Bishop Davis. It's always a good thing to know that we will be blessed with a rhema word from God. As we go into prayer this morning, I just want each and every one of you to just let go and let God right now. Just let the Holy Spirit, wherever you're at right now, just resonate through your body. Just let the power of the Holy Spirit just move you on this morning, because just like the songwriter said, when you rose this morning. So we have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to give God the glory. Father God, as we come before you this morning, Lord, Elohim, our creator, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and your grace, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us so much, Father God, that you woke us up this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you keep your loving arms around us, Father God, as we walk on this earth, Father God, amongst some turmoil and tribulation, Father God. But we have you, Lord Jesus, that will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. We thank you for your loving kindness, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for our health and our strength on this morning, Father God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for life, Lord Jesus. Father God, as we go into this prayer, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we remove any stumbling block that may hinder your word, Father God. We remove any obstacles, Father God, that may penetrate the mind, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to let the Holy Spirit, Lord, to penetrate our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Father God. We come to you, Lord, this morning, Father God. Let nothing, Lord Jesus, nothing, Father, stand in the way for the rhema word that you have for us, Father God. We let nothing, Father God, sever the ties that we have unto you, Father God. Lord, we come to you, Father God, withholding nothing, Lord Jesus. We come to you, Father God, this morning as empty vessels, Father God, asking you, Lord, to fill us up, Father God. We come this morning, Father, petitioning you, Father God, for a fresh anointing, Father God, a fresh wind, Father God, that will cause a shift, Father God, a shift in the atmosphere, a shift in our movement, Father God. We just thank you on this morning, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father, to touch the man of God, Father God. Continue, Lord Jesus, to pour your words into him, Father God, as he gracefully and eloquently, Father God, spurred him out, Father God. We ask you, Lord, to continue, Lord Jesus, to continue to feed him, Father God, the bread of life, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to let your water, Father God, continue to flow, Father God, so we, the people, Lord, will thirst no more, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come this morning, Lord Jesus, knowing with an expectation, Lord, that a change is coming, Father God. A change is coming, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we are a part of this change, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we are part of history, Father God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're about to do, Lord Jesus, as we sit and wait on you, Lord, and not take things in our own and lean on our own understanding, Lord. We will continuously trust you day by day, Father God, hour by hour, Father, second by second, Father, because we realize, Lord, without you, we're nothing, Lord Jesus. So off, Father God. Remove anything, Lord Jesus, that's holding the heart in hostage, Father God. Break all the chains, Lord, that's keeping us bounded, Father God, that has us in captivity, Lord. And you, Father, your word says that you come to set the captives free. So on this morning, Lord, we say, let freedom reign, Father God. Let freedom reign, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let freedom reign, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord, for being a mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Withhold nothing, Lord Jesus. Withhold nothing, Lord. Let that fresh anointing, that fresh wind, Father God, blow, Lord Jesus. Blow, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, come on, somebody go ahead and worship him right there. Go ahead and worship him right there in your room, in your house. Go ahead and worship the Lord right there in your country, in your nationality. Because let the truth be told, if it have not been for the Lord on our side, if it have not been for the Lord walking with, if it have not been for the Lord being with us, none of us don't know where we will be. But we just thank God for him being on our side. Through the midst of this pandemic, through the midst of the world changes, through the midst of different things that is going on in different countries, in different worlds, through the midst of that, if it have not been for the, I dare somebody right there in your living room, go ahead and worship. Turn your living room into an altar. If you're listening to us on your job, I dare you to just go and take a minute, take a bathroom minute, and just reflect on the goodness of the Lord and just tell him thank you all over the world. My God Almighty, I probably cannot come to you in one event in one little setting, but we could come together in the spirit and just say, God, I thank you through all our petitions that we don't shun up to you, but today, this very moment, this 30 seconds, this 60 seconds, I just want to pour back into the heavens, pour back into the kingdom, just say thank you. Is there anybody this morning just has a worship in your soul, a worship in your belly, just to give God thank you? Thank you, God, for making sure food is on that table. Thank you, God, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, God, for turning things that, my God, that the arms that look against us is for us. I thank you, God, that the scripture revealing in our life that if God be for you, who could be against? God, we thank you when the enemy gonna come in like a flood, that a standard is lifted up against him. God, we, is there any worshipers out there? Just give them glory. Just give them glory. Hallelujah. Just give them glory. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. It could have. It should have. But one thing about it, all over the world, many of us, everyone that is listening in right now, everyone that is tuning in right now by phone call, everyone that is tuning in by way of internet right now, it should have, it could have, but we all could lift up in one voice and under one breath and say, it didn't work, it didn't work, it didn't work. It should have worked, but it didn't work. It could have worked, but it didn't work. I worship you. Is any true worshipers in here? I'm not talking about you, what you heard for somebody, but what God done did in your life, what God done manifest in your life. Is there any worshipers in here that you truly could say that, God, if you have not been on my side, if you have not kept my family covered, if you have not, my God Almighty, made a way, we don't know what we're. Is there any worship will part that soul in their living room, part that soul in their home, part that soul if you got to pull your car over, part your soul? Amen. God, if you have not been on my side, Father, we declare, we decree it, we declare, we decree it in the name of Jesus. Breathe on the people, breathe on the people, because the people that once make up the world, if the people don't get in line, and if the people don't get breathed on, if the people don't get delivered, the world will not be a better great place, God. That's why I declare and decree that as an individual, that you take your own account. As an individual, you begin begin to worship as an individual. You begin to give God a praise as an individual. Is it somebody got a thank you testimony? Just say, God, I just thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah, we went through the furloughs, God, but thank you. You're still supplying our income. You're still supplying our financial, God. God, I thank you because you did told me, you told me that I'm special, but I didn't know that you're going to use me on my job, preventing that from closing down because of the present, because of the prayers of the righteousness. You kept some doors open. It wasn't about their character. It wasn't about their approval, but God, because you got a blessing in the midst. Is there anybody know that they are blessing this morning because you got a blessing in it? God, I thank you. I thank you. You made a way. If the enemies don't even know, but I know it because you got a blessing in the midst. That's why they still getting blessed. That's why they still getting income. I thank you, God. Is there anybody got a thank you praise? Hallelujah. Give him a thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we know it is so. It is so. Father, we worship you. We don't only worship you in our morning time, but if it was be a nighttime, we worship you in that time, God. We don't only worship you in our more season, but if it's a season that shall come and you're allowed to come, amen, a dry season, we still worship you because he must in the midst of a drought, you know where the water is at. You know where the stream is at. Even if it's hiding in a rock, you can make the impossible possible. We just worship you. We give you glory. We thank you. We thank you. Even though I still got this, even though some people still got infirmity, still got a sin, but God, we thank you because the infirmity ain't going to take us. This sickness is not going to be the end. We thank you. We give you glory, God. Somebody that is all over the world, I tell you, when you cannot do no more, and the only thing is left to do is just give him the glory. Just give him the praise. Because either way, whatever decision may be, you still win. You're not a loser. You will always win. Now, I know that we are listening to about 3,200 of you all over the world that is tuning in right now. We ain't listening to people. We ain't coming together of people that are not listening to be failures. We are listening to winners. Winners is on this line right now. Winners that is on the phone line right now. Winners that is tuning in all over the world right now. You are a winner. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that you're going to continue to live. And I'm not just talking about physically, but every area in your life, your joy shall continue to live. Your peace shall continue to live. Your happiness shall continue to live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. What is one of his words? For the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to continue to walk in strength. You're going to continue to walk in strength. Hallelujah. I feel a worship. I feel a strong spirit of praise. I feel a strong spirit. Listen, I just want to go ahead and bring forth our bishop of the hour. Just go, my God, to minister to us, to give us what thus says the Lord. Many of you already know him all over the world. Amen. It's not your first time of hearing him. But those that is tuning in for their first time, this is our bishop of ADM Ministry. My God Almighty, that is coming to bring you the bread of life in the midst of this worship atmosphere. If you got your TV on, kids running around, and things that's been unsettling your home, I dare you to just go ahead and turn your speakers up, turn your phone up, shut everything down, and begin just to listen because you need food for your soul. I declare and decree it in Jesus' name. I bring to you all internationally, right here in the United States of America, our very own Bishop Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Apostle Spencer. God bless you, Lady Spencer. Right there, that's declared the glory of the Lord. Right there in the midst of this praise, right there in the midst of this worship in your living room, in your car, on your job, wherever you might be right now, just enter into this worship. Let's enter into this worship. Let's clear your mindset. Let's clear your heart. Let's free your heavy spirit. Let's just free them. Lift up those hands if you can. If you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel. But just lift your spirit up unto the Lord. And look to the hill from which cometh your help. Lord, we need help right now. Lord, the atmosphere and the heaven is open right now that you may receive what it is that you need. As the prayer was going forth, as Apostle was exalting, the Lord told me to tell us that this is your day. This is your day. This is your day. Whatever you need free from, this is your day. This is your day. Your time is now. You have been praying for many months. You're praying for many of years. So if you open up your spirit right now, if you open up your mind, if you open up your heart in this day, this hour, and this present atmosphere of worship, this is your time. This is your time.
Hallelujah.
This is your time. Whatever you need, we're going to wait right here until you get yourself into that place, into that space.
Hallelujah.
That you can allow the Lord to come in and move on your behalf. Yes, he said, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your teeth.
Hallelujah.
And felt your wayward spirit. I am here now that I may be set you free, the Bible declares, for who the Son set free. Do you want to be free today? Today is your day to be free. Today,
hallelujah.
Today is your day to meet your every need that you need be met right now in this atmosphere of worship. In this atmosphere of worship, the Bible declares in John, he that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes,
and I declare and I decree right now in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of the Lord is among us.
Yes,
it's in the
presence.
So if you enter into it right now, I declare and I decree that you shall receive what it is that you need from the Lord on this day.
Hallelujah.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. And I shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So when you begin to worship him, creates a space for him to be at your side. That creates a space for him to be in your immediate presence. And then he will answer your immediate prayers. There's some has been struggling. There's some may have been abused. There's some that may be afflicted. There's some that may be suicidal and don't know what they want to do and how they want to do it. But I come here to tell you today, today is your day to live and not die. Today is your day to be whole. Today is your day because the Spirit of the Lord is present in your altar space right now. Wherever you are, just open up your mouth, open up your heart, and just begin to tell the Lord what it is that you need from him today. The song said early in the service, this morning when I rose, I won't have no doubt. So don't have no doubt that the Lord will take care of you. You don't have to have any doubt. The Lord will see you through. You don't have to have any doubt because the Lord will deliver you and set your sin-sick soul free. Today is your day.
Yes.
For everything that you need be met. Today, today, today. Today. All over this world, all over this country, wherever you may listen, be listening, tuning in right now. Just know today is your day. Your day, your day, your day. Today is your day. What is it that you need for the Lord to do for you? I feel a shift in this atmosphere. My God. Yes, Lord. That one that is feeling suicidal, Apostle. That one I feel is feeling suicidal today. The Lord said, don't. Just repent.
Hallelujah.
Repent and forgive. and he will give you a new life. Repent and forgive, and he will give you a new life. That is one that's going to be wonderful, and your life is going to become a testimony for your family on how God took care of you in your indecisive and decision-making time. God stepped in right on time, and he delivered you and saved you, and now you are going to become a living epistle for your family. Yes, they may have hurt you. Yes, they may have talked about you, but God come to restore you. God come to give you a new mindset so you can be an example to your family. Be an example to the people that is trying to keep you down. You are going to be a living tabashande, young man. You're going to be a living testimony. Young woman, you're going to be a living testimony of how God that Sunday in November stepped in through prayer, stepped in through a service that I was online internationally with. And I heard the voice of Jesus saying, hold on just a little while longer, and everything is going to be all right. I feel that there's one that has gotten a bad report from the doctor.
Yes, hallelujah.
Whose report will you believe? How about Sunday? Isaiah said, by your stripes you are healed. You are healed. Just be obedient. I hear the Lord say, if you be obedient, or when, thank you, Holy Ghost, when you be obedient in the instruction that he has already given you, then you're going to, too, is going to be a walking, living testimony on how God stepped in with a bad report came of the doctor, and Dr. Jesus stepped in and healed. Stepped in and delivered me. Because I was obedient to the report of the word of God, this is the end result. I am made whole. Yes, I did. And yet I alone live to tell the story. I alone live that I had cancer, and God dried that cancer up. I alone am able to live to say I had high blood pressure, and the Lord took those blood pressure pills away from me. I am alone here to tell you that I'm an overcomer.
In
the name of Jesus. God said, you are an overcomer. No matter what it may have looked like, it's not what it looked like. It's just a mirage. It's not real. It's just a fear. But God did not give you the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and of a sound mind. You are not wayward, you are sound in the Lord, because he picked you up out of darkness and put you into the marvelous light. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that if you believe in his word, if you have confessed with your mouth and believe in your heart that Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, he was rose from the dead and now sit on the right hand of the Father, you shall live, you shall have life, and life more abundant. The question is, do you believe today that God is all things that you need? I hear your Holy Ghost. The Lord say, do you really believe that my word say you shall be the head and not the tail? Do you believe that you shall be the lender and not the borrower? Do you believe that you shall be made whole again? If you believe, it is so. And I stand in agreement with you, and I declare and I decree that his word is true. His word is infallible, and his word is everlasting in our life. Thank God for you opening up your spirit right now to receive what the word of the Lord is saying unto the church.
Yes.
Apostle Spencer, ADM in the world, it's healing time.
Amen. Yes.
It's time for healing, not because of a presidential election, not because of what is happening in the world, because God said it is healing time.
Yes, yes, amen.
God said it is cleansing time.
Amen.
Yes, we may have had a pandemic. We may be in the middle, as they still say, in the pandemic, and there may be an uprising to come in a world of pandemic, but God said in the midst of the trial and tribulation, I'm still there.
That's right.
And so there is healing in the midst of your troubles. There's healing in the midst of everything going on. He said the reason that we are not completely healed or we cannot receive completely healing and wholeness is because there's residue in our temple. Good God.
Come on now.
There's some residue in our temple. Well, Bishop Davis, what is my temple? The Bible declared that your body is the temple of the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Your life is the temple of the Lord. The space
right.
that you occupy is the temple of the Lord. The
right.
home that you live in is the temple of the Lord. The church,
right.
however you attend it by radio or in person or virtually, your church is the temple of the Lord. So wherever you are, that's where your church is. And there's
that's
some
right.
residue. There's some residue left in the temple, and it's occupying godly space. Come on, somebody. It is occupying godly space. So, Bishop, what is the residue? Residue is something that remains after part is taken away. So now we have confessed, we have believed and received, but we have not totally emptied our old vessel. We still
right.
have some residue in the corner. We still have some residue in the corner that's occupying for the glory of the Lord to completely fill your temple. Come on, somebody. And there has been a separation of life with somebody in life. You got to let them go. If God have taken them away from you, don't allow that old spirit or that old mindset to occupy space in your temple. Because the
that's
glory
right.
of the Lord wants to fill that void that is in your temple. Not with the old mess, not with the old promise, but the new thing. He said, I'm trying to do a new thing in your life. Do you not know? But because you have residue of the old, I cannot occupy because I gave you a free will. If your
that's
free
right.
will won't sit there, I'm going to let it stay there. But if you want that to be removed, repent, ask for it. Me to take it away, and I'll take it away and replace it with my glory. There's a lot of times that we get delivered from some things, but we never be replenished with anything. We want to be delivered from something, but what are you putting back in that space? That space
Come
is now garnished, but we have to refurnish it. What are you refurnishing your garnished space with? Is it old residue that has been contaminated and refurbished by somebody else? I want to get to that. Help me here, Holy Ghost. And there has
yes.
been some designation, there has been some thing designated for your life, for God's glory. And that is a part of residue. And the process of cleansing,
yes.
it is residue after that completion of the process. We begin something, but we don't complete the process. We will begin something, and we will get stuck,
that's
or
right.
we'll get bound, or we'll get held up in the middle of the process. David said it like this in Psalms 23:5, I believe it is, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The
That's
key
right.
word
That's
there
right.
is going through there, and Ooh, there's going to
yes.
be some darkness in your going through. There's going to be some obstacles in your going through, but just know the Lord leads you. Therefore, he's already gone before you. He's put light in front of you, and he's taking that evil away from you because light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. But when you allow
That's
residue
right.
to hang in there, when you go through there with some dark residue still in your temple, you connect with that darkness. Good God Almighty. And you temporarily have some evil thought or some doubt in your mind, and you slow yourself down. The Bible says you must continue to complete the process. The process of conversion is not complete until cleansing this takes place.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
We can be converted, but if we be converted, complete, but don't receive anything else into us, the process is not complete. So my sisters and brothers all around the world, we must complete the process in order to get the residue out of our temple and we be cleansed and made whole. What is cleansing, Bishop? The cleansing is to clean something thoroughly. Cleansing is to restore or to purge.
That's right.
When we restore something, we completely tear it we completely tear it out and refurbish it, there may be some good things left that we can use in an old place. But let me tell you, that old stuff that we continue to keep for historical archives, it must not be clean, but be cleansed. There's a difference between cleaning and cleansing. Good God Almighty. The cleaning is the fur of restoring, but the cleansing is to get rid of the unpleasant. The cleansing is to get rid of the unwanted or the defiled thing. It is to free someone from sin and guilt. We can try to refurbish or restore some old stuff, and it is still contaminated, still leaving residue in our temple. Come on, somebody. Good God Almighty. And what happened then? We fail to be complete the process because we have not completely cleaned the temple. And that residue is still there. And because that residue is still there, it allows Satan something to reattach itself to in any time it chooses to. How do you know that, Bishop Davis? Because David in Psalm 51, David was chosen king. David was a man after God's own heart. David was a musician. David played for
That's
the
right.
king.
Right.
David became the personal friend or very close friend to the king's son. David was chosen out of all of his family to be anointed king, but yet still went back and completed his process of training. Come on, somebody. David, once he was anointed, he did not run to preach. He did not run to lead, but he went back into the shepherdry that he was assigned to do. So then David was called to go to a valley, Elim, where the giant Philistine, to take some food to his brothers while they were at battle. And when David got there, he discovered that there was an uncircumcised Philistine that was taunting the kingdom of God, including his king. And so he chose to take up the battle at that particular time, and he was tarnished and blemished by his family. Remember, I hear your Holy Ghost. There may be someone close to you because of some residue that they see upon you is keeping
Come on
you
now.
From completing your process. I see
Come
the Holy Ghost saying that there's someone that you are close to, see the little dirt and the blemish because you are not the same in front of them as you are in front of the church. Good God, help me here, Holy Ghost.
I see the Lord saying
that you're trying to live a double life. You cannot live a life of holiness on Bible study night and Sunday morning and expect to lead God's way when you're doing your thing outside of the people's eye, but you cannot do it outside of God's eye. How you know? Because when King Saul tried to give David his armor, David, being anointed and appointed of God, was able to see that King Saul's armor was not yet proven. Come on. King Saul's armor was contaminated. It was dirty, and he could not use it for his victory. So we are trying to, good God, I'm going to help me here, Holy Ghost. We are trying to use other people's armor. We are trying to use other people's process and not complete our own process and then allow our own temple to stay dirty. Good God Almighty.
That's right.
So David said, I can't use this because it's not been proven. But I want to use something that I know that's already been proven. I want to use something that I know God has already given me for my victory. I want to use something that's already known that I can defeat any enemy with, because this temple is clean. This temple is pure. At that moment for David, it was. But as life continued on, and David became king, then David too made a mistake. David too fell out in error, but because of the relationship that David had with God, with the living God, David repented and God restored him. David repented and became the king and anointed vessel of God. So what did David do? According to Psalm 51, after David had killed the man, God sent the prophet Nathan to David and told David
That's
a story.
Right.
And when David, and I'm getting that from 2 Kings, I'm getting that, help me here, Holy Ghost. I'm getting that from 2 Samuel, the 11th and 12th chapter, where David had this man put on the front line to cover up some of his shortcomings. of the cover up.
That's right.
Sin.
That's right.
God, knowing who David had to become, David's temple had to be clean. So then God, then God had to send a man of God. In this instance, sometimes he sent a woman of God to tell us a story. And it is a biblical story that has been found and proven and approved by God. And Nathan came to David and told him a story. And David immediately said, if that was, I would have this done to the man. It's easy to convict somebody else. It's easy to condemn somebody else. But what happened when it's on your own front porch? What happened when it's in your own house? What happened when it's on your own job? Then what you have convicted other people of, your temple is not yet clean. It's still some residue in
that's
your
right.
own
that's
house.
Right.
How can you tell somebody else's house how to be operating when your house is not clean? Good God Almighty. So
that's
the prophet said unto him, David, you are the man. David, everything that you have declared for somebody else, guess what? That residue have just showed up in the corner of your temple. Or you thought you could hide it or sweep it in a corner because all the other part of the house looked good. But I'm looking at the heart. That corner, that part that you had them brushed aside is still in your heart. That part that you have hid in the corner is still in your mind. That's why the temple is not completely clean and it needs cleansing it. I come to tell you today, I come to declare and I come to decree, if we repent like
That's
David
right.
did, if we repent like David did, if my people, which are called by my name, we will humble ourselves, if we will pray, if we will seek his face, if we will turn from our own wicked ways, the Bible
That's
declares
right.
in First Chronicles,
right.
then, only then there is a condition to the blessing. If I do my part, if I do my work of cleansing, then will I hear from heaven. Then when the heaven is still open, then will God begin to hear from heaven because Jesus is on the right-hand side of him right now, interceding for you and I to allow the Holy Ghost to blow that residue away from you. Ah, good God Almighty. And then when that residue is gone, you shall be made whole again. If my people with the call of my name, when we do all these conditions, then will I hear from heaven and forgive your sin and heal your land. So David said it like this, as I get ready to go, as I get ready to close, as I get ready to tell you that the residue in your life, Holy
right.
Ghost, blow it away. The residue in your space,
Come
Holy Ghost, blow it away. The residue in your home, Holy Ghost, blow it away. The Holy Ghost in your church, Holy Ghost, blow it away. Let the glory of the Lord, as it was in Isaiah, let the glory of the Lord fill a whole temple. Let the Holy Ghost, let the glory of the Lord fill a righteous temple. Let the Holy Ghost and the glory of the Lord fill a lifelong temple. And as David said to me like this, you all that is listening, David in his repentant state, he said, show me favor, O God, according to your loyal love. Blot out my transgression according to your great mercy. Thoroughly wash me from my error and cleanse me from my sin. For I am well aware of my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you, O Lord, you above have I sinned. Thank you, Holy Ghost. What is bad in your eyes I have done. I tried to hide my sin, but I knew that it was bad in your eyes. Clean up the residue, Lord. Therefore, you are righteous when you speak, Lord, because I still have some residue of my bad life in my life. You are righteous when you speak. Huh. Look, I was born of guilt. I was born of error, and my mother conceived me in sin. Stop blaming other folks for what you are doing. Huh. Look,
Come on now.
You find
Come on
pleasure
now.
In truth and in the inner person. Teach me, Holy Ghost, teach me anointing, teach me Jesus, teach me the word of God, teach me my inner self, true wisdom, purify me from my sin with hyssop. That means clean me up, oh God. I need complete cleansing, Lord, so that I will be clean. Wash me, Lord, so that I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear the sound of joy and rejoicing, so that my bones you crush will rejoice. There will be a rejoicing in the land when your residue is clean. There will be a rejoicing in your city when your residue is clean. There will be victory in your life when your temple has become clean. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and put within me a new spirit, a steadfast one. Do not cast me from my presence. Don't leave me, Lord, just clean me, Lord. Don't leave me, Lord, just watch me, Lord. Don't leave me, Lord, just deliver me, Lord. Don't leave me, Lord, just make long suffering in my life. Don't leave me, Lord. I just need you to allow the Holy Ghost to blow and cleanse my temple. Residue from my old life, you got to go. Because I need the restoration of joy in my life through salvation. Stir me with the willingness, God, how about to be obedient. Lord, I need you this day to come into my life. And I need you this day to wash me. I need every corner of my life, not just the big areas that people can see, but I need the small areas and the corners of my life to be cleansed where the dust of my old is trying to hide. Take it away from me, God, and let your glory fill.
Yes.
Let your glory fill this temple. Let your glory fill us today. That there be no residue of the past, but we be made whole in our now. Take it away, Lord. Because this morning when I rose, I did not have any doubt that you, God, will take care of me, that you, God, will deliver me, and you, God, will set our sin-sick soul free. Do anybody believe the word of the Lord today? If you believe the word, if you need washing, if you need cleansing, just know that the residue through the Holy Ghost will blow your old away, and he will do that new thing that he promised you in your life. But we have to let go of the old and embrace the new. And now today is your day. God bless you, Apostle, back in your hand. How about Sunday? How about you?
Hallelujah. God bless you, Bishop. I'm telling you that this is a awesome and a on-time word. I really can't say the word I'm looking for, because what Bishop was sharing is the same thing that the Lord was dropping into me, a prophetic word to give to the peoples on tomorrow. And everything that is the same thing. And what God was sharing with me, even with the people, because you already spoke and it's prophesied out there in First John, I was looking at it this morning. Say, I am the true vine, and my Father is the garden. He cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he purged. He purged. He purged. So that it will be even more fruit. So the things that Bishop was sharing, and this is the same word, Bishop, about cleansing your house and we going through a cleansing, it's the same word. It's the season that we enter into, and it's a prophetic word that thus says the Lord. I told you all, certain one, I don't even have to question that it's a cleansing. And it's a cleansing coming in. It's because God is not trying to look at upon you bad or something negative, but he's trying to increase you. And as the scripture said, he purged so that he will even more, you will even more be fruitful. Then the Bible class in the 15th and 3rd chapter, what Bishop was already saying. Like I say, he don't rip this prophetic, everything that the Lord was sharing with me this morning to shreds. You know, and it says in the 3rd chapter, you are already cleansed clean because of the word I have spoken to you. What is the word that God has spoken to you? So the bishop don't rip this all to shreds. Then the fourth word says, remain in me. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branches can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me, and I will in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you cannot do nothing. Keep a dirty house, clean, unclean house. Walk. God said you cannot bear nothing. Bishop, I like to just say, you ripped it to shreds. And my God, that was a prophetic word. Please, saints of God, listen. God bless you. Cleanse. God is want to cleanse us and take us through a cleansing because he want to increase you. Some of you, he need to prune you back. The branches is growing out of wild. Reexamine your branches. He's going to send some pruning clippers to prune you back. And it's just so awesome that even what the word of the Lord is saying, you know, sometimes we'll live a life in front of everybody else and live a life, another life behind the scenes. You know, you got some good qualities, but some certain things in your life need to get pruned. It needs to be cleansed. My goodness. Listen, I really can't share much, but I really want to open up the line just for a few seconds. And we're not going to beg and pump and prime and please you all. Whoever needs prayer, we want to help pray you through. That's a word to take you into your cleansing, pruning you. And like I'm telling, I tell anybody, you know, it's an awesome word. But if you obey the word and you begin to follow into the instructions of the word, the first phase of it is not going to feel good. But the results of it is going to bless you and benefit your life. It's going to bless you. If you need prayer, if you want prayer, please go ahead and press 1 on your phone. We're going to begin to open up the phone lines, and we're going to call the last 4 digits out on your number. If that's you, I want you to open up the phone lines. I'm going to sit here, and we're going to wait, and we're just going to wait and wait and trying to pump individual for prayer. You should already know that, Lord, I need somebody just to stand in agreement with me with prayer. And if that's you, we just want you to go ahead and press 1. We're going to call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. And we're just going to begin to pray as the Lord lead Bishop to do so. God bless you, calling you on the air, 3923.
Good morning, Pastor and Bishop. This is Sister Felicia. I need prayer. Because right now, I done got to the point where this pinched nerve got me where I can't even hardly walk or make it to the bathroom. And this is not me. And I know God is fixing things. And I just need somebody to be in agreement with me.
My daughter, I stand in agreement with the word of God that by his stripes you are healed. I hear the Lord saying to tell you that obedience of the word of the doctor will make you better. And the Lord saying, be obedient. That's why I have them set before you to diagnose you and to give you some relief, and he'll do the healing. They can only relieve you, but God gives the healing. So God, I stand right now in the name of Jesus that you touch her in the area of pinchness. I ask that you open up that vessel. Oh, open up that nerve, that vital, that it may be smoothly flown. Or the blood. I see that's a blood circulation. Huh? That the blood may flow. The blood may flow. The blood. How about that? The blood of Jesus, that it may flow and open up that cold place of pinchness, that cold place of pain, that the blood of Jesus will move through because of your obedience. God say, I will remove it, and you will be able to walk. Just remain obedient. So I stand in agreement with you right now that you be healed according to his word, you be healed according to his way and to his life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Calling you on the air, 6589.
Good morning, Apostle and Bishop David. I would just like prayer for. I'm in contact with some high people, men and women of God, and I've recently noticed that there's some things about me that need to be corrected before I go to another level. So I ask, could you pray that I keep hold strong, fast in my walk, and I don't get weary and keep pushing forward.
My daughter, I'm speak to you candidly here. I heard you say that you've been in contact with high profile. Clarify this so I can make sure I'm hearing from heaven, so I can give you what God was wanting me to give you. Did you say you're in contact with some high profile leaders?
Yes.
Okay.
You an apostle?
Okay. Gotcha. I need some clarity.
Amen. That's right.
I say that because oftentimes when you sit under anointing, and when we sit in the midst of the word, and the word brings by corrections, and sometimes we don't want corrections, and we go and run to other people to receive something that you're already getting. So I understand now. So God, I thank you now that you give her clarity, Lord. I thank you now that you remove any blockage of reception. Because God, I know that the word and the true word of you is coming forth into her spirit, but her mind and heart is not receiving it. Lord, I pray what any blockage, what any film that is there to keep her from receiving this whole and wholesome word that she is already receiving from you, and not man himself, but from the spirit of you, God, I ask that you open up that pathway so she can, retain what is being spoken. There's a hole somewhere, daughter. There's a hole somewhere in the spirit realm that is causing the word and the word of God to you receive it, but it falls through your life, and you can't retain it so it can give you life. So my prayer is, God, that you close up that spiritual hole and open up a godly mindset that she can receive and retain your word that has been given to her through her leaders. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. That's all the callers get at this point. Bishop. God bless you all once again, and we just thank God for you. Bishop, any final remarks?
No, son. I just say everybody across the world, across the country that is listening at this broadcast, stay with God. If you don't have a relationship with him, get one. Because as Apostle Spencer was talking, if you abide in him, he will abide in you. And then you will become fruitful. You will become wholesome. And all will be well in your life. And he will take care of you. God bless you, ADM family. Love you to life. Bless you all that's listening across the world. Bless you, my son, Apostle Spencer and Lady Spencer. God bless you. I love you to life, and may we continue to be fruitful in God's sight. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Thank you, Bishop. There's nothing else to be said, peoples of God, all over the world. You know, and the number one thing that God's going to do a new work in you is cleansing. One thing that I truly love, that the whole message that Bishop was sharing with us is being cleansed. Because even cleansing calls for something new to get ready to come in. And one thing that I love, that every level you go to in life, or every level you go to spiritually and or physically in your physical life, you got to become a student in that level all over again. Everything that was in the past or whatever I attained and stuff, sometimes I got to cleanse that room out because I want something new. It's not because that you decrease in your life or you stepping back, you increase it. One thing that I learned in life as I continue to grow in God,
I might can operate well on one or two level or have one or two things in my life. But it's because I can operate well with one or two things, that doesn't mean I can operate well with 10 or 12 different things. So I have to become a student all over again. So all that I attain on that one or two, I got to get cleansed of that. So it depends on where you're at in your life about cleansing that God needs to do with you. Certain things we cannot have anymore if we want to keep on growing into God. We can't play both sides of the fence. I declare and decree as we depart, my God, from this line, but not from each other and in the spirit realm, that you will take an examine in your own personal life, not somebody else. And don't put the blame, like Bishop was saying, on somebody else. And their issue, therefore, is the reason why you did or you began to respond the way you did. But you'll take your own self-accountability so you can continue growing to the blessings of the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to be back in the house on the meeting, our meeting line on tomorrow at 8 p.m. And we're going to get into the Word of God with our very own evangelist elect, my God, Amita, and also with our very own Minister Monica. Listen, all this week we'll be on at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please be on with the women of God, and sometimes myself get on and share my little two cents. But nevertheless, you're going to get something to start your meeting. We call it the executive meeting hour. Every executive, every person that is moving into success, the first part of their morning is the most important part. That's where meetings, strategies, different things begin to lay down and also begin to be executed throughout the day. Don't miss your executive meeting because you were tired, you were sleepy, you just didn't feel like it, you don't see no purpose. Approach the mind to do things out the norm, because that early bird, as the saying goes, will get the worm. Thank God for you all, and we're going to send a shout out our very own First Lady. I thank God for her as well, amen, and also family. Thank you again, once again, Bishop Davis, and also First Lady, my God Almighty, First Lady Davis, amen. We thank God for all of you all. God bless you all. See you tomorrow morning.